Muslim extremism could account for a crackdown on Uzbek Christians. The millennial generation becomes the target of a ministry launch, and Buckner International begins the 2 million shoe countdown. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The rising government-backed violence against Christians in Uzbekistan may be directly related to fear of Muslim extremism. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association says the government appears to be persecuting Christians as to justify a crackdown on other religious radicals.
The government basically is concerned about extremism in any way, and they're concerned about Muslim extremism. To be able to justify a crackdown on that, then they have to crack down on everybody.
The persecution of all religious groups makes evangelism and daily living difficult for Christians, but it's hard to say what sort of action should be taken to preserve their rights.
You have to be really judicious in terms of what sort of action you call for. In some aspects, you'll find that Western pressure might be beneficial. And in other instances, Western pressure can sometimes backfire.
Right now, the thing most needed from you is...
above all, just prayer, because prayer works where human effort doesn't.
Next, Words of Hope radio programming might get free airtime in Sudan because of its popularity. Since September, Words of Hope has aired programs in an indigenous language through Spirit FM. Radio is the most trusted source of information in East Africa, and people are more likely to tune in when they hear programs in their own language. Words of Hope uses radio to share the gospel with listeners in countries like Sudan. Ask God to open more doors through radio. You're listening to Mission Network News. As piracy continues to headline today's news, a ship ministry is looking for volunteers to help reach the lost with the gospel. Operation Mobilization just launched their newest vessel, the Logos Hope. OM's Miles Taves says the ship is the reason they need more help.
This ship is considerably larger than the ship that it replaced, the Logos II. So we need a significant number more people than we have in the past to maximize the potential of this new ship. Just to put it in perspective, this ship is about twice the size of the Logos II.
OM needs people with ship, computer, and basic housekeeping skills to join them. Is the economy affecting recruiting? Taves says...
they may find it a little more challenging to get that sponsorship. But the one thing about the difficult economy, I think, is that it really does make people go back to thinking about what really is important. So I think that there are people who maybe even are more motivated to invest in eternal things as a result of the difficult economy.
Next, Doug Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is launching a lifeline blueprint for a generation that's convinced that religion is the last thing they need.
If they're going to come to Christ, they're going to do it by the time they're 18 years old.
But it seems that the millennial generation has fallen through the cracks.
They're an unreached generation. They might be the most unreached generation in history, but because of the internet, they're the most reachable generation in history.
Hutchcraft says they're after the 15 or 16-year-old who is looking for answers.
How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one of whom they haven't heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? So that is what we're trying to do through the DougAndJohnShow.com.
The website goes live April 28th. Keep praying for clear vision.
That is really our goal, to get them from YouTube to the cross. They love websites that'll make them laugh, feel noticed, feel accepted, think. And all four of those components are really compelling bridges to the gospel for anybody.
And Buckner International hopes to see its 2 millionth pair of donated shoes come through their doors this year. During their 10-year anniversary, Sister Ministry Shoes for Orphan Souls is throwing open its doors and inviting you to participate in the 2 million shoe countdown. Teams acting as the hands and feet of Christ deliver the shoes to orphans, often along with the gospel. The winning pair of shoes will be followed in its delivery to an orphan somewhere around the world. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East, by Tom Doyle of E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of Muslims and Jews who are giving their lives to Christ despite the hate, killing, tension, and violence. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.